Center for Clean Air.
Boy, it's going to be a long weekend for former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, not because he's just got his fingers crossed hoping he's going to get another reality show, but the jury doesn't start its deliberations up again until Monday. 11-plus days on this thing, going into yet a third week. Crazy. In some cases, more time means there's a chance you'll get less time, but I'm not so sure on Blago. Another strange story from the world of cops and crime and courts has to do with this crazy man who now has been charged in 18 stabbings. Wait till you hear what he was doing in case you missed it. Speaking of missing it, I think the congressman from New York totally doesn't get it all together. He's more than missing it. While the Senate gets it right on border security, and that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. It's water cooler buzz that you're not shut out of. Left, right, undecided, somewhere in between, or just plain sick of it all. I don't care what your stripes are or your ideology. Just throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791, because it is about the conversation, and frankly, there's just not enough of it when we're in the middle of some of the most important times that I can remember, period, when it comes to electing people to represent you and your interests and the state's interests that you live in on the Hill. He's hoping he's going to represent New York, as he's been around for 20 terms. That's an incredible grip on an office, isn't it? But what happened was the U.S. congressman, I think, got too full of himself and didn't realize that he had his hand in the cookie jar and somebody was watching. So it's the ethics committee that will decide what happens with Rangel and the financial wrongdoing deal and what will happen as far as the charges are concerned. Will he be cleared or does he go down? Because of the way the evidence was pushed out there, I don't think there's any question that he goes down, but he's ignoring, I think, ultimately the end of his political career. So he celebrates his 80th birthday with his famous friends, both political and otherwise, and he's pushing to get re-elected. What's really interesting is this is a guy who really, I'm saying, really had power at many points in his career. If you remember, he was part of the House Ways and Means Committee. In fact, he was the chairman of the committee until he was forced to give it up because of all of the allegations. Now, in case you haven't heard what they are, they involve income tax, financial disclosure violations, improper use of government mail service and letterhead. And a lot of it stems from a vacation place that he had. And also using his influence to solicit money, get donations for a college policy center that would have his name from corporate heads and other business folks. And he did that while he was sitting on that committee, so that was a definite no-no. As far as the Senate's concerned, it's a step in the right direction. It won't be enough money, but maybe at least it makes a little bit of a dent. I mean, the biggest problem is it's really not enough money, but something is happening, and it's official, and it's moving forward. The Senate okayed $600 million in border security. It's been approved by the House already. It moves to the president. Obama should sign it Friday heading into the weekend. It makes sense. It was unanimous consent because who's gonna bulk on, you know, on this one? Nobody's gonna complain about it. The bill would add new law enforcement agents, also drones, another kind of equipment that's necessary, communication stuff particularly in Arizona and some of those more Spartan areas. The bill is funded in part by pushing higher fees on personnel companies that bring foreign workers into the United States. They couldn't have been happy about that. But the money is a step in the right direction. It's not enough. It's just a little bit of a dent. But at least there'll be some more boots on the ground with the Border Patrol agents, 1,000 more of those. And the rest are going to be the customs agents. But this is positive. Positive on all sides of it. Forget the politics. It's positive that something's moving along. Here's what Chuck Schumer had to say.
The urge for immigration reform cannot be overstated because it's so overdue. The time for excuses is now over. The time to get to work is now. With this bill's passage today, we've clearly shown we are serious about securing our nation's borders. It's time for our colleagues on both sides of the aisle to join in fixing our entire broken immigration system.
Yeah, for this part of it, there wasn't a problem with that. Schumer, who represents New York, one of the Democrats, was one of two senators that actually came back from their August recess to give the approval for the emergency funding to secure the border. Ben Cardin was the other one, and otherwise it was like a ghost town. This is a recess time. Good move in the right direction, but still so far away from where ultimately the goal needs to be when it comes to the problem of illegals in this country and what to do about it and how to start tackling it and dismantling so many of the problems in other states besides Arizona. It's Texas, New Mexico, California is getting clobbered. And part of California's problem, too, is they drown in debt. I mean, the state government there, what's really rough for Cali is the fact that now it's gotten so bad, once again, they're going back to the IOUs. Can you imagine? I mean, how many vendors can afford to take an IOU from the state of California? And the answer is, unless they're very, very flush, they really can't. But what choice do they have? They either don't do business with the state or they take the signed, we'll pay you when we can pay you. It's crazy. And they just can't pay their bills. The state can't pay the bills. So they're once again talking about the IOUs for August payments. Otherwise, they're at a loss. There's no money. No money. So the state controller said that without a state budget, they can't do it. What are they supposed to do? Possible dates for IOUs could happen on the 27th, so the end of the month, when big payments to schools are due. And this is what's going to be so tough. How do they operate without the money that they were expecting? And California has the 8th largest economy in the world. Did you know that? But they're always on the verge of bankruptcy. They're always in that position. And then you have the people that run for office and they spend a bloody fortune. There's got to be a better way around this. It's the upside down world there. Broken budget politics. Craziness. Hang with us, odds and ends, to continue on the flip side.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you. I don't give a
cake looking at my. All right, coming up in our next segment, we're going to check the mail. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. We're always open for that. In the meantime, odds and ends, and boy, there are a lot of freaky odds and ends. Let me give you one of them right from the get-go. Then we're going to go to Don in Wyoming. Did you hear the story about the stabbing suspect who was targeting black people? He was arrested and charged on Thursday in these knife attacks spread across three states. And he picked victims, unfortunately, based on their skin color. Boy, we hate to hear that, don't we? You look at this guy's mugshot. I mean, I know this is radio, and he looks like he could be any guy watching a game at a sports bar for kind of nondescript, normal-looking, whatever that means. But the 33-year-old Israeli citizen was anything but normal, at least if he's ultimately convicted of these counts of stabbing all these people. And his name is Elias Abluzam, who was picked up Wednesday at the airport in Atlanta. He was trying to board a flight to Israel when he was taken into custody, and he stabbed people in Michigan, Virginia, and Ohio. There was this big man hunt for him, and there was some kind of a tip that sent them to a market where he worked. They talked, the police talked to the employees, and then they watched a surveillance video to see if he matched the physical description of the attacker, and he did. And we have a lot of people listening to us in Kentucky. They tracked him to Louisville, Kentucky, and they learned that he had gotten that ticket from Atlanta to Tel Aviv paid for by his uncle. He'd flown from Detroit, Michigan, and then on to Atlanta. So what was the scoop here? What was he trying to accomplish? But he definitely had an M.O. He was definitely seeking out black folks. And he did strike one Latino, I guess. And it was so random how he picked people. And the victims were from like 17 to 60 years old. Most of them were men. And there were even a couple of cases where the people had special needs. He would just go up to the people that he stabbed, who were on foot in the early morning hours usually, ask for directions or something else to lure them close to his car. Ooh, that's frightening, huh? And then would do something, would lean out and stab them or do some other, figure out some other way to get a knife to their skin. So he was on a mission, and what he was trying to accomplish, you know, who knows. In the meantime, there's more fallout with the crazy guy who went into the Connecticut business after he had stolen a bunch of beer, and he was getting let go. He was given the choice to be let go or to step out on his own. And we know that there's been all kinds of charges that, listen, the guy was an ice cube. He was cold as ice before he just had no look in his face when he killed eight people. And I'm talking about 34-year-old Omar Thornton walked in the room, and this was last week, and decided that this was going to be the end of some of his colleagues' lives and his own. He asked for a drink of water. He signed a resignation paper. He was escorted out of the room. And then he came back with guns, firing, and went after a whole bunch of people at the company. It seems like he was targeting certain people, according to those who were watching. Well, here's the other part of this. They definitely have him on tape. He was meeting a couple and giving them kegs and also some beer. He took cases of beer. He took about $400 worth of stuff, and that's what led to all the problems and ultimately him getting fired. So that's another shoe to drop in odds and ends, to be certain. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. It's interesting. We've never had a serial killer that's been that African-American black. Yeah, interesting. So
we've never had. It's usually the white guy, or we've had Hispanic serial killers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this guy now, Arab, you know, I don't know if you call him a serial killer or not, but it sounds like he was going state to state. And of course, I guess that's not true, because he had the sniper in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I forgot about the sniper. You're right. And I was there when that was happening. That was terrible, where it was just so random. People at gas stations near a school. Awful.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, listen, it's idea night. I got an idea for you. Just this past week, we had an incident where this young girl, 16-year-old driver, is headed home, calling her dad on her cell phone, telling him she's going to be late, and she runs a red light, hits a car, puts this guy in the hospital, and he had his two little children in the back, and the 4-year-old got a broken arm, and it started raising the debate a little bit more about teenage drivers, i.e. texting, and they had some survey that came out that said that 90% of high school kids in high school that drive, they asked them if texting or talking on the phone was a distraction to them, and they're like, no, it's not a distraction. And that's kind of funny coming from, you know, brand new drivers, when, you know, adult drivers have enough problems alone just talking on the phone and then, of course, the idiots that are dumb enough to text while they're, you know, taking their eyes off the road while they're driving. So, you know, this thing happened, and then, you know, and then I was listening, you know, one of the few things that I do agree with President Obama about, I didn't call him Osama this time, Kate, in any case, is he's really on this issue about only, I think it's only like two-thirds, maybe 70% of kids in America are graduating high school.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's this big thing, you know, to, and of course, you know, my feelings about it, Kate, is that, you know, we're spending a lot of money, taxpayer money is going for these students, you know, Utah's the lowest, and that's $5,200 a year right now, you know, and I think Massachusetts is up like almost 8,000. I think they're the highest. They're spending $8,000 per student, you know, to go to school, and then to watch them just throw it away the last couple of years in school and decide that they don't want to graduate. So I was sitting there thinking, well, what could we do to give them incentives to want to graduate? And Kate, I'm going to ask you an easy general question. What is the most important thing in a person in high school's life?
The most important thing in their life? A date with the opposite sex.
Oh, it's having a car. Dated.
Oh, okay, having a car, the date, or going to the football game. All right, there you go.
All right, having a car. I mean, you know, mom, dad lets them have a car. I mean, they're in, you know, just having a car. I mean,
sure.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, if you can get a car or whatever, yeah.
Of course, now, I maybe I'm a little harsh on this, the way I look at it, because I was in Japan, and we weren't allowed to drive there. You're not allowed to drive in Japan until you're 18. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought, well, we should adopt that in the United States. But then, of course, you know, you'd have parents screaming, oh, I've been driving them around their whole life, and,
yeah,
you know, I ain't got time to do this, et cetera. And then, of course, the biggest advocate against that would be the insurance companies, because they just love teenage drivers and the amount of money they get to charge
for. Sure, absolutely.
So I came up with this idea, Kate. Why don't, you know, maybe this could be an incentive for graduating high school, is that you can't get a driver's license till, you know, till you're 18 and you have your high school diploma. But while you're in high school, you can have a permit, of course, to be able to drive. And each 6 months, and I mean, most high schools have police officers that work there, you know, and every 6 months when the exams come around, if you've got passing grades, you get to keep your permit and keep driving. And I would really be interested to see how many students would actually put more effort if they knew that they weren't going to have a car because I'm not going to be able to have a driver's license. And, you know, there's a lot of insurance companies that give, you know, rates to insurance drivers, you know, kids in school that are getting good grades, et cetera. And I'm just kind of, and then, of course, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because yesterday we talked about how, I you know, federal and government intrusion on states and counties, et cetera. But I think this is one issue that is universal, that, you know, it needs to be fixed. You know, we've got to get these kids graduating.
You know what? Actually, your idea is intriguing. I think there would be a massive revolt, and you would be like, where's Waldo? Every teenager that would possibly be clicked into America tonight would be looking to get Don in Wyoming. But he has an interesting twist on this thing. What if that was the case, and you made it 18, and you had to have the grades? Wow. Any thoughts, anybody?
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with Citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
To the mailbag. Check out AmericaTonight.net, our blog, The Blunders of the Day, and what you missed. Some of the interviews, some of the highlights from the show will be posted on the website. If you click under features, you see what you missed, and you can find that stuff there along with the blunders. Speaking of blunders, this was a big, big blunder. I have to mention this because we were talking about what's happening on the Hill and mentioning about the border security and Schumer scrambling back and Ben Cardin from Maryland doing the same thing. How about a congressional oversight panel finally admitting that a big chunk of the $700 billion bailout fund went into foreign banks? Now, we've known about that. We've talked about that on America Tonight. We had Saul Album on and we went through all of that. But I don't know that it really resonated with many people in the U.S., if they were understanding what that meant. So this report spelled it all out, that one of the French banks got $11.9 billion. BNP Paribas got almost $5 billion, Deutsche Bank, 11.8. And this is because the majority of the $182 billion in bailout funds for AIG was spent on meeting the bank's obligations to its Wall Street trading partners on those crazy credit default swaps. So 43 out of 87 of the banks and the financial houses were foreign banks, foreign institutions. And do you think we're ever going to get our money back on that one? Well, the congressional report pretty much spells that out. The CBO estimates that taxpayers are going to lose $36 billion. $36 billion. And that's their official figure. That's what we're talking about, that you and I had to pony up, pretty much, or our representatives voted for that. So the bailout program is outrageous where it stretches. Around the globe, in from your pockets, and who knows where it all ends. So the report summed up that the losses sustained during the financial crisis show the need for some kind of a plan on an international scale to handle whatever the collapse might be that would be major, globally significant to any financial institutions. Man, this is why you have got to follow the money and you have got to pay attention. All right, on that note, let's skedaddle over to the mail.
Ooh.
All right.
The mail is here. Ooh.
Yeah, the mail is here. Homer, he got it together and he ran for the box. I watched The Simpsons the other day. How long has that cartoon been around? 18 years, 17 years? It's that, talk about staying power. Okay, so our first one up is Jake in Texas. He emails us a lot, actually. And let's see, Jake says, "Hey, Kate, Blago and the countdown. It's funny you're talking about how long it's been through the trial, and now the jury has his fate in their hands. What do you think happens? How many years do you think that he gets?" Well, if you added up everything, all the charges, it's a crazy number. It's like 400-something. He's not going to get that. I do think he's going to get some jail time. Let's say if I were to come up with a number, pull it out of thin air, I'm going to say he does 10 years, let's say a decade, because things are lopped out for whatever reason. And but I think some of the charges, and there's some confusion with the jury, I think if he gets time, which I believe he will, then it's about 10 years or so. Maybe for the rest of his life, but nah. They're not going to be that harsh in this case. They're going to go for a significant number, but not a number that you choke on. 11 plus days, though, with the jury deliberating on it. And that's mind-boggling. I really don't think that Blagojevich and the lawyers especially, I don't think they expected that was what was going to happen. They probably were expecting a much quicker turnaround. So this is going to be a long weekend for him. You know, you go to court, it's a two-month thing, it's dragged out, you've just had all this freedom while you wait for it to happen, and he's going to struggle with that. He's going to have a very tough time. And there are so many things that happen there. I think there's a little bit of cover-ups going on. It's that dirty Chicago politics, and he's definitely going to pay the price for some of his associations. All right, one last one, then we're going to go to Mark Big Joe in Missouri. He says, "Hey, America, tonight I've been listening to you talk about border security. I heard you mention that you have taken some rides with the Border Patrol, and you mentioned something about TV. Would you tell me more about that, and what do you think of the border security bill?" All right, the border security bill, thumbs up that something's being done, but it's a mere pittance, not enough at all to really help the situation in Arizona, in New Mexico, any of the border areas, because there's so much miles and miles of sparse desert land. There's rape trees, there's dead bodies, there's ridiculous things happening. It's just out of control is what it is. I mean, completely out of control. So I think the whole thing's been handled wrongly. There's no question about that. At least it's being discussed, to answer your question. And I tell you, I think some politicians, with all the House seats up and 37 Senate seats, are going to pay the price for where they come down on illegals in this country, especially when we talk about the birthrights the whole Anchor Baby thing, illegals accounting for 1 in 12 U.S. births. Whew, that's a very, very big number. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I want to put my two cents in. I did want to say something about the banks, but we told you about how initially they wouldn't tell Paulson, the rest of them wouldn't tell Congress where the money went, and now we're finding out that we're on the hook because the elites took their money to Europe. But it's a sad story, and we're not going to get paid back. But I want to leave that. Can I vent about this shooting in Connecticut?
Sure.
You brought it up because it connects to this maniac that stabbed all the black guys. But let me clear up a little bit. First of all, the people that owned the beer distributor said they wouldn't tolerate any racism. He never made any complaints to the union that there was any KKK or N-word on the bathroom stalls or something like that, which is what came out initially. And the beer distributors, the families that own the distributor, is upset because they contributed a lot to the quote-unquote community. So maybe they contributed to the NAACP or United Negro College Fund. They just wanted the people of Connecticut to know that they wouldn't tolerate this, and they tried to help African Americans, as it were. So now you get a maniac that, because he's caught stealing. And listen, America, and to the progressives who created unions, and I'm a union member, they gave him every chance to. What they did was they dotted their I's and crossed their T's. They got a private investigator to follow them. They said, "Look, we got you on tape." He even said, "This is a great videotape. You're fired. Now you can resign." Now here's why, because I'm a union member, I'm a blue collar guy. If he went to the beer distributor down the street and said, "Look, I just lost my job," you can't even get information as to why he lost his job. So they gave him every chance he could to find something else, but you have to go away. So in his twisted mind, he goes home, gets his guns, and says, "I got to kill some white folks." Now, this is not a racial call. You know that I would just foaming at the mouth to make it one, but I'm not. But if you ever listen to Malik Shabazz say, "We got to kill some crackers," or "We have to kill some cracker white women and their babies," I'd like to know if you ever heard that or listened to that, where's Al Sharpton? Where is, Al Sharpton, when he was in 125th Street, there was a place called Freddy's Fashion Mart. He incited a riot, and a guy burned the place down and killed eight people. There was a security guard, they were white and black. When Oklahoma City was blown up by our government, Bill Clinton tried to blame Rush Limbaugh, so they said that, what you listen to, what people say, have consequences. You can be indirectly responsible. Like Bill Clinton tried to blame Rush Limbaugh. We're trying to blame Al Sharpton. What about Mr. Shabazz? Well, you got some crackers that were killed. But this is in CNN. What they did was they did a workplace violence episode. They didn't mention the race of the guy. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And there was a cartoon in the Connecticut Post how the Second Amendment never turned. No tyrants were ever killed, but coworkers, family members were killed by guns. But they never mentioned how many people, at the minimum, 10 times, possibly 50 times more people saved themselves with firearms. And if there was someone in the beer distributor, could have had a permit and carried. But
they
could have
saved people.
Oh, we can't have guns at work. But the maniacs don't care. So whatever drives them, they don't give a damn. But what I'm trying to say was they tried to help this guy and, just go away peacefully. And you're fired. And he has, for God's sakes, they did everything they could to help him, and he went and killed the people.
Yes,
so what
I agree.
What bothers me the most, and you're, not bothers me, you're going to say I'm a little going off the deep end here.
No. I think you're dead on. I've talked about this very same thing. It's ridiculous. What, like you said, the whole racist charges that came out because they were flipped out there by the girlfriend.
Yes.
And I think it was as a cover to say, whoa, everybody's talking about what happened. This is awful. I'm going to say this. And it's that knee-jerk response that gets into the whole racist argument that you and I can't stand, Mark, when it is not what that's about. Absolutely. You have a great weekend. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to tie it all together.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
And finally, as we head for the stretch drive portion of this Hour of America tonight, in other words, for your horse racing fans, we're around the fourth rail. BP hit with the largest fine ever over, you thought I was going to say, the Gulf spill? No. Texas refinery. There was a Texas refinery that didn't blow completely up, but blew up in a portion of the facility. So BP has to pay $50 million in penalties for what happened. And I can remember the story when it, like it happened yesterday. I was driving across the country for some reason. Driving across the country, and the story broke, and I was hearing it on radio. I was hearing the little snippets of it, and I was like, you got to be kidding, and the way it was being described. So for those of you who don't know the story, they contested the entire amount before they agreed to pay it. $50 million, and this is for hundreds of violations that it was supposed to fix under a 2005 agreement with OSHA. OSHA said that BP failed to make the improvements quickly enough, so that's what led to the horrible accident. And that accident, sadly, in Texas City, where The explosion happened on a piece of equipment that overfilled with flammable liquid hydrocarbons. The alarms and the gauges that should have been a warning sign didn't work properly, so nobody knew what was happening there. And the sad part about it is that the people that died as a result of it, you can't bring back those that were at the wrong place at the wrong time. It injured about 170 people. It was the worst explosion at the refinery. And shocking to the people because it happened at a strange time. I want to say it was early in the morning. And at this point, you can probably realize that some of the lawyers are at work to make sure that they don't pay anything more than, remember, that $75 million. If that's relatable, which it shouldn't be. Somebody sent me a quick note about this, and I'm like, wait, isn't that just connected to the Gulf? But what's weird is, as far as OSHA's concerned, the biggest fine they had ever levied before was $21 million, which was in connection with the same accident. So now it's gone up significantly, $50 million. And they should be fine because what happened was preventable. Preventable in the sense that you heard me say that if the gauges, if stuff had been in place, they wouldn't have been in that position. All those people wouldn't have been injured, and the handful of people that got killed wouldn't have died otherwise, going to what was supposed to be the normal job for them. There's such a thing when you work in a refinery. I guess there's always those possibilities, but it was something that could have been prevented, and it wasn't. You know, so it's too much about that. Well, if they just did this, then this wouldn't have happened. Ooh, I'm just so tired of that. Wouldn't it be great to hear, and this happens occasionally. Well, guess what? XYZ Corporation put all these systems in place, and thank goodness, because a catastrophe was averted. Otherwise, the company would have lost half of their employees and half of the plant or something. But it's never that. It's about the shortcuts. So-and-so took a shortcut. Whoops. And look what's happened as a result. This was just too strange to ignore and not let you know about it. I have kind of a thing with bats. And I don't mean a thing with bats like they're my favorite, but just I find the whole bat thing intriguing, and probably because I've never been near bats except for in a distance. I don't want an encounter with one in my face or anything. But they say bats infected with rabies have attacked about 500 people in Peru's Amazon, and four children lost their lives in an outbreak of the disease that broke out in the outback, literally. The attacks happened in a little village where one of the Aquagene tribes live. And rabies, we know, is a virus that causes inflammation of the brain. Gosh, I cannot speak. Too much coffee. And usually it spreads to humans by dog bites. So that's what you're thinking. But it has this crazy incubation period that can last several months. So they're looking into what happened and the miles of outbreaks, because there were 6 miles along the area of where people were attacked by these bats in the last 6 months. 97% of the 508 people who were bitten have begun receiving anti-rabies vaccinations that they're praying will work. But that's an incredible number of bats, 500 in the jungle. And sad, the four kids will probably die from that disease. And bats are a way of life in that region, especially if you're talking about deeper back into the jungle. Don't know if you heard this story or not. Because she's on radio, I thought it'd be worth mentioning. What is going on with Dr. Laura? The talk show host, who's been around for a long time, had to put out an apology. Apparently she said the N-word several times, and this was during an on-air conversation with a caller that she said was hypersensitive to racism. She said she was wrong in using the word, but she was doing it in an attempt to make a philosophical point. And she articulated the word all the way out more than, you know, one or two times. And she said it over and over again on her website. I was wrong. That was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I realized I made a horrible mistake. And she says I couldn't finish the show. She was so upset when she realized how this would be taken, I guess, that she pulled herself off the air at the end of the hour. And this happened just a couple of days ago. It happened on her Tuesday show. And the woman that called in was somebody named Jade, who was sensitive. She's complaining about her friends, her husband's friends, making comments about her in their home. And then that led to the discussion that got Dr. Laura in trouble. And she said if the caller didn't have a sense of humor about race, then she shouldn't have entered into an interracial marriage. So, man. And I mean, she even said when the caller was objecting to her using the word, she said, I guess you don't watch HBO or listen to any black comedians. She put herself squarely in the middle of it. No question what Dr. Laura was doing. And I find it hard to believe that, oops, I just didn't really realize the connection and how awful that would be and how much havoc I would be wreaking and I'd have to eat those words. I can't believe that Dr. Laura didn't realize that, so I'm not going to give her a pass on it. It led to controversy, which we talk about controversy all the time, leads to bigger headlines, leads to people paying attention. I find it hard to believe that somebody who is really good at censoring her words, usually on the air, would let that slip. You may have a different take. Send it to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. And finally, how about the follow-up to the crazy JetBlue guy? The JetBlue guy says he wants his old job back. Yeah, fat chance of getting that. But the investigation is happening right now, so he decided he would throw out his 2 cents, I'm sure. And I can tell you, take it to the bank. There is no way this guy who parachuted, swore at the passengers over the intercom system, basically slid out of the plane with a bunch of beer in his hand. He's no way going to get back with that airline or any other. Mark my words on that one.